speaker is Melissa M., who just moved here from Denver, Colorado. Welcome, Melissa.
Hello, everybody. Thank you all so much for having me. I'm Melissa M. I'm from Denver and just moved here. I'm an alcoholic, so a little bit nervous, so bear with me. Never been to this meeting, so thank you, Doc, for asking me to come share. I'm new to the area, would love to get to know people, so I really appreciate this opportunity. Cool. Well, I'll start with my drinking. I was a late bloomer. I didn't start drinking until my early 20s. Grew up in a pretty average household, and I was surrounded by friends who never drank. And so I didn't really realize that I was an alcoholic until later in my life. My family growing up, it appeared great from the outside. My mom is an alcoholic. My dad's a normie. And I didn't realize that her being an alcoholic affected me. I grew up in a household that didn't have any love, any emotion, any feeling. It was like a shell of a family. On the outside, it looked great, but on the inside, none of us really connected to each other. I didn't know how to be a good friend. I didn't know how to handle feelings. I remember, I don't have a good memory of my childhood, which is probably a sign of something, but I remember times of doing crazy things that kids don't do. Like, I was going to run away one time, and I, like, walked down the driveway and, like, turned down the street. And I was like, I went back to my house. But it's just like normal kids don't do that. And I haven't really teased out all everything that's there. But even though I grew up in a normal family, I wasn't normal. And so when I just graduated college, had a new group of friends, we went out to a bar. My first time drinking, I got totally wasted, blacked out, couldn't stop. And that scared me. That's the first time that ever happened to me. And then just kept doing that. Because I've only got 10 minutes, let me just fast forward. 5 years later, I was a full-blown alcoholic, drinking every day, drinking a lot, drinking six-pack, then a bottle of wine, drinking a lot of hard liquor, just drinking anything I could. I didn't know that I was an alcoholic because I was still living this totally disconnected life to everything around me. On the outside, my life looked fine, but on the inside, it was just a shell, and I had nothing there. One thing that I think defined a part of my drinking was, I don't know about you guys, you probably can relate, but every time I would draw a line in the sand and say, okay, at least I'm not doing that, at least I'm not filling the blank, then I'm okay, I kept breaking that line. First it was like, okay, I'm not drinking and driving. Well, then I started doing that. Then it was like, well, at least I'm not drinking while driving at the same time. But then I started doing that, and then I was like, well, it's only one beer, because in Denver, everything's about 20 minutes away. It's about one beer, you know. So at first I would put it in a little coffee cup, then I'd just forget it, just bring the bottle of beer with me. That's how clueless, how brazen I was in my drinking. And then I started needing more than one beer. I started drinking two beers on the way to anywhere I was going. I would be drinking two beers in the way to get there, and I didn't even connect that what I was doing was problematic in my life. That's how disconnected I was to my feelings and to my life and who I was. In 2008, I started medical school. I went to University of Colorado Medical School. And as in the world of medicine, you have access to certain things that maybe the general public doesn't get. So I started taking Adderall and got hooked on that, and I used it at, you could use that as a switch between, like, I would drink, and then as soon as I needed to, like, take a test in medical school, I'd just take a bunch of Adderall, kind of flip it over, and I could flip between these two states of being, never really being, having a clear mind, never really being honest with myself or with my people around me, just always altered in some sense, but again, totally disconnected that there was a problem with that. It got worse while I was in medical school. I knew that it was wrong to be drunk and be at the hospital, but I did. I got there, and at that point, I was at the place where I couldn't not drink and I couldn't not be altered, but I justified it. I said, well, it's okay because it's only two, or it's only three, or it's only this time, and there was a never an end to it, and, you know, I'm ashamed of a lot of things I did in medical school. Thank goodness I don't know of any patients that died at my hand, you know, but still they're little babies right now running around that were delivered in hands that were under the influence. And that's heavy to think that I would think that that's okay for me to put somebody else's life at stake is pretty brazen. Long story short, they take addictions among doctors pretty seriously. And long story short, I failed my first drug test. I was monitored because I was screwing up at school. I was, you know, I don't have any DUIs, but I was getting in trouble at school. I got to the point, I had a knee surgery, got addicted to another substance. This is my senior year. And at that point, I totally was non-functional. I failed a couple classes. I was just at home all day drinking and getting altered. And so long story short, I failed a drug test, and they said either we take your medical license or you go to this treatment facility. So luckily, I chose to go to rehab. And I remember thinking at that time, like, my life is over. I felt like my life was crashing down. Felt like I couldn't stay where I was because I felt like I was going to die. I was like, I cannot do this. But at the same point, moving forward felt impossible. It felt like my entire life was shattering. And it was. Thankfully, it did, because it wasn't a life to be lived. And I had gone to a prior rehab that was non-12 step. I was like, I'm not doing that 12 step. I'm better than that. And it didn't work. And the rehab that I was sent to at that time was a 12-step program. That's when I first heard about AA. Actually, it was funny because we had to go to an AA meeting my first year of medical school to learn about something. I don't know. It was like a thing we had to do for school. And I was looking around. I was like, oh, my gosh, I belong here. But I had no idea. It was just crazy. It was my first, like, moment of, like, maybe this is for me. I was, like, way before. But thankfully, I found out about the 12 steps. I got a sponsor. I admitted to God that I cannot live my life as it is, and I it's real tough. But actually, the toughest times for me wasn't in early sobriety. It was later on. It was when things, you start to pull your life back together, things start happening for me, and I was just, that alcoholism is kind of baffling, and it just comes back at you, and for me, like, my mind doesn't work right. I remember the first day I drove into San Diego, like, 2 months ago or something, I saw a sign that said Tijuana, 5 miles or something, and, you know, the first thought in my mind was, oh, if I go over there, then it doesn't count. If I drink over there, that's fine. Like, it just is insane how my mind works, and it's just, even last week, a kid got hurt at my job. And until the ambulance got there, I was helping him. When the ambulance got there, they gave him some morphine for his pain. After they left, I saw this syringe on the bathroom counter where he was. And the way that my mind and my body responded to the presence of something that I even considered would make me feel good was shocking. It brought me down to where, you know, we're all just one step away from something. And thankfully, it was fine. It was saline. I knew it, whatever. It was a shocking thing, but it was humbling to me because I now have about 2.5 years and I'm still just one step away. It's a day at a time for me. And that's also so freeing. I love the fact that I don't have to stress about all this stuff. I keep it simple in my life. I keep it real simple. I think about today, and that has been, what saved me. I guess, I don't know, I hadn't really planned this at the end to bring it in for landing, but I guess I just want to say that, like, I now have a life. It's not a shell of a life. It's a life. I'm starting to know who I am, and that took a while. It took, actually, it was the day that I got 1 year sober. I never thought that would happen, and I woke up in my bed, and it felt like it was a dream, and I was like, wait a minute, is it really my one-year date? And it didn't feel real to me, and I didn't even move because it just didn't feel real. And then as soon as I saw the sun coming in the window and I knew it was actually that day, just this sense of, like, overwhelm came over me that, man, I can do this. We can get sober. We can recover if we just take it one day at a time. And my higher power keeps me going every day. So if you're new and it feels impossible, it's not impossible. I'm here to say there's hope. And I think I'm out of time, but I really appreciate you guys. I would love to get to know you, and thanks for letting me speak.